on sunny side street. I used to walk in the shade with those blue on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed, oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. It's the only nut that you'll ever need, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
It is. That's John Hadley's theme song.
That's the hardline intro.
Yeah.
Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, everybody. 2 hours ago, I had no voice. I mean, nothing, just 2 hours ago. And then I had sent, I guess it's just laryngitis. I sent Bill a text and I said, look, I can't talk. In case I have no voice, would you come in? And he said, his text, two words, hell no. And I said, well, how about $1,500? And he said, about $2,000. So that's what we settled on. So, please welcome
what
the man who was, I was kidding.
Yeah, what?
Please welcome the man who's always ready, like Scott Sherman. They're both ready to be on standby. Bill Clevelin.
Oh man.
You know Frank's sick when he doesn't cough.
Even if yeah, clap, he sounds that. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds a bit like Taylor Nixon.
So I told Bill, I said, look at. I got some voice back, but it keeps coming in and out. So we just in case it locks up on me. So he's here to interpret in case I just end up with a whisper. Like, I'll give you an example of how this works. Like, Bill, I'll say, good afternoon, everybody. And you tell him what I said.
Frank just said, we all get raises.
Whoa. <Well, laughs>
Do another one.
So what I'll try, you know, most pansy radio people would have stayed home. They said, well, I got laryngitis. I can't work. That's not me. That's just not me. I love the listeners so much that I would never do that to them. That's the work. Yeah, that's the kind of work ethic I have. Okay, the truth is, if I don't do my commercials, I don't get paid. So I want to come in. And I mean, here's the other thing, though. It's sort of like, and we've talked about this before, when you're a kid, you guys are all watching the soccer match.
I am not watching the soccer. I'm paying attention to what you're saying.
No, you're watching.
I'm looking right at you.
I bet a lot of listeners are watching this game and listening to you, just like we all are.
I'm sure they are.
They're in extra time.
You're watching the game now, too.
Actually, I am. I'm watching it while I'm talking. But when you're a kid and you stay home from school, it seems like a really good idea till you're home for about an hour. Right. And then you go, I'm missing this lesson. I'm, you know, and you're sorry you did it. And it's kind of that way.
What? Never sorry to miss a lesson.
No, I can understand. You kind of like, you get home and then you realize, well, maybe I wasn't that sick enough. I could have probably done it.
Then you got to double up on homework or something.
Crap.
You have the thrill of victory of faking your parents out that you were sick. And that lasts until about noon. Then you have lunch. And then maybe it might feel a little bad. But by that time, the bus is getting ready to come around. You get to go. Now all of a sudden, you're feeling better. So you can go outside and play with your friends.
But if you had my parents, you're not going anywhere. 3 o'clock or 3:30 when all the kids get off the bus. Oh, no, mister. Uh-huh. You're too sick. And then you realize what you've done to yourself. Even after school's out, no, you're staying home. Remember? You're sick.
And the standard response to that is, well, did you think I was going to be sick forever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when you don't know my parents.
It's when you get the back hand.
The back and the front hand and the foot in the butt. So I found out something interesting with this. I got a little bit of a Taylor Nickerson thing going on here.
You do.
And Taylor, if you're listening, we mean that in the nicest way or not. But if I do this, if I talk real, if I get down here, it doesn't crack. It's just interesting that if I can go all 3 hours like this.
I think we all should.
But if I try like this. It's Nickerson time. So I'll split the difference, I guess, but good afternoon.
Who is the guy? I guess the guy's name was Larry Gitis that had lost his voice the first time.
What? Don't.
Three.
Don't. Two.
One. One. Can I laugh now?
No. No, it'll never be funny. Dan, let me ask you a question. How do you pronounce that part of the throat, the L-A-R? How do you pronounce that?
Larynx?
No. I knew you'd do that. What? I knew you'd do that. It's larynx.
Yes. Larynx?
Yeah. No, larynx. Not,
larynx.
Larynx?
Yeah, not larynx.
Like you have a larynx. Larynx.
Yeah, larynx. Not, but a lot of people do that. They say larynx. And I have another question. When you drink, when you swallow liquid, does it pass over your vocal cords, or is that a separate part?
I don't know.
I don't either, because we have two. It's like when they say it went down the wrong pipe. There's the windpipe, and then there's the,
well, I think
the
your
throat
vocal,
for swallowing.
I think your vocal cords are right here. Like, I mean, they're inside your neck.
Well, they're not. You're pointing to the sides of your neck. No, they're not. They're inside your neck.
No, well, I'm not like saying, hey, they're right underneath.
The
I'm saying
right in the middle, straight
like
up and
right
down,
there,
next to each other.
I have
right
vocal
next
cords
to each other.
In
well,
my
not,
butt.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you know, if you
night.
Eat a corn dog, you know, it's not going to like go directly over.
You're missing out on all of Dan's great jokes.
He doesn't care.
Dan, right? Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No,
say it again, Dan.
The reason I ask that is if drinking tea or whatever, if it's not flowing over your vocal cords, what's the point? It doesn't do anything. Maybe that explains why it doesn't work. Because I've always been confused about esophagus and, you know what I'm saying? Like when you inhale, that's a different pipe than
yes,
when
it
you
is.
Swallow.
Uh-huh.
But when you look down your throat, it's just one hole. So
according to a website I'm looking at right now, food does not come into direct contact with your vocal cords.
Uh-huh.
The foods and substance you ingest the day before and immediately prior to a singing performance, though, can make a big difference in how you sound because of the mucus that forms.
Mm. Whoa.
Tim was always
I looked it up, not in order.
And isn't it if you, when they say it went down the wrong pipe, when you take a drink and you like, start coughing like crazy.
Well, or if you gasp while you have food in your mouth.
That means you kind of aspirate, right? And that's when the fluid can actually go into your lungs.
And let's say that you have some food in your mouth and you get startled or something, and you suck the food in. And now it's got to go in your lung. Now you have a chunk of food in your lung.
Well, that's when you choke.
Yeah, that's when you choke.
Well,
right?
You choke if it gets stuck in your throat. But
or if something goes in your lung, and then you end up getting like tuberculosis or an infection.
No, you don't get tuberculosis.
You get like an infection or something like that.
But how does the lung handle a chunk of food? It's not a digestive thing. It's got to be going, hey.
Probably doesn't handle it very well.
I think you keep coughing until it comes back. I don't think food goes into your
lungs. We got a chunk of meat in here.
Anybody ever had the Heimlich?
No. Although once I was choking on a hard candy when I was about 4, so my grandmother just kind of picked me up by the ankles and just shook me upside down. Until it came out, and it worked.
Really?
It worked.
I watched my mother do that to a neighbor kid when I was little. He swallowed a piece of a cedar tree.
Oh, boy.
And don't ask me why, but he broke off a piece of a cedar tree. And cedar is kind of sticky, and it got stuck. And she, held him up by the feet and almost banged his head on the ground. And it came out finally.
Yeah.
But he was not right after that. Because I think she did hit his head on the ground.
Well, if he was eating a piece of tree, he wasn't right to begin with.
Yeah, true. Yeah. No, true.
Yul Gibbons.
So, now I wonder how many people know.
I know. Name. I just thought of that.
Well, we're going to tell you, Randy. What, you remember the product he advertised for? Grape Nuts.
Yes.
Grape Nuts cereal. And Yul Gibbons is all his commercials, he made a big deal out of, you know, if you know nature, you can live off the land. And then he'd walk up to some plant, he'd go, did you know that the so-and-so plant is highly edible and nutritious? And he'd take a bite off a bark, some kind of tree bark or something, and then he died eating something.
I know.
So much for that.
Yep.
Yul Gibbons, dead from eating bark.
He ate a picnic table.
Or whatever.
That may be the worst tasting cereal I've ever had.
Grape nuts.
I mean, it was only good if you like sprinkled it on something.
No,
like,
it's terrible. You
know, yogurt or something.
There's really no taste to it.
Have you ever really stopped to look at the cereal section at the grocery store?
Oh.
600 cereals. And I'm not kidding. And I only know like five. They're great. Frosted Flakes.
Frosties, yeah.
I like a Corn Flakes.
Captain Crunch.
Special K. And you know that I've never had Captain Crunch.
Fruity Pebbles. I love never. Captain Crunch.
Lucky Charms.
Still
Lucky Crunch. Crunch.
But after about 10 or Tricks. 12, you go, what are these other 65 cereals? Because there's a lot
Cheerios.
Of them. Oh, Cheerios. That's one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, now there's Honey Nut Cheerios.
Rice Krispies.
Yeah. But Tim's right. Some of them taste like cardboard.
They do. Mm-hmm.
And then I used to have a boss who would eat a lot of cereal, and he would sprinkle granola out of a jar.
Oh,
on
yeah.
And it ruined it. But you ever try to be like your boss? Like if you work for somebody, you thought, well, he's successful. So once I found out he did that, I went to the store and I bought granola. Because I know that sounds weird, but I used to only hang out with older people. Like if I was in my 20s, I'd try to find guys in their 40s who were successful. And I don't want to do, you know, what they did.
Well, I have thought about shaving my head and wearing Tommy Bahama shirts, but
worked for me. Worked for me. This is not a Tommy Bahama shirt. And I don't shave my head. It's a natural look. Bill shaves his head.
I have been summertime.
And so see where I'm in a fog here. I took a Sudafed. I took a bunch of other stuff, thinking that.
Oh boy! No. Here we go. So this could be a great show.
So here's the deal.
What happened,
folks?
Croatia just scored.
They did.
Yeah, an extra
time. Well, thank you for not going crazy.
It's okay.
Jimmy drop crazy.
It's okay.
Now, so here's what we're gonna do, folks. We're gonna have a good time. I'm gonna eke out. Actually, I'm pleasantly surprised that in the last hour I've gotten this much back. But I didn't want to leave you today hanging without a joke. So we will have a good joke, and we'll have this called the Burke segment. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Sitting here doing a really good job, not banging his head against the glass because Croatia just scored, is the one and only Limestone Trevor Loamy Phillips. It's all yours.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. Earlier, Bill actually gave me a bag full of shredded money.
Yeah, and
I've seen these. You're welcome.
I didn't know that this was a thing.
From the Federal Reserve, right?
Like, so how exactly does one get a bag of shredded money? I mean, did you have to pay for this or anything? Is it like...
No, well, I'm going to talk about it later in my travel segment, but the Federal Reserve is responsible for putting all the currency out amongst the people, and so they will take out the bills that are destroyed or have, you know, defacing on them or whatever, and they basically shred them up, and that's what, yeah, right there.
And that's what I've got here.
How much money is that?
$2 million. No, I don't know what it is. It's
I'm going to assume minimal. At least $5 in this bank. Yeah.
What, but what good is this?
It's for kids. It's a takeaway when they leave.
Something to mess the house up.
Well, I don't think you take it out. Maybe you do take it out and throw it around.
Apparently, St. Louis is the headquarters of the Fed's 8th District, which includes or part of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Arkansas.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Was that your Burke segment?
Yeah, that was it. I got a free bag of money.
It's not even yours.
You know, I'm trying to hold it together here. England just, probably about to lose to Croatia. So.
No, I know what you're trying to do, and I appreciate it. You're trying to talk as much as you can, so I don't have to talk.
I appreciate that.
How much time?
You should mention the thing you posted on Facebook earlier today with the planes. That was really cool.
Okay, then. This is a video I saw on Facebook, and today is actually the 100-year anniversary of the Royal Air Force.
Wow.
Right? That's our Air Force in England. And
not our air. You're in America.
Sorry, that is their Air Force in England. Yeah. And... we have this popular saying in for the World Cup that it's coming home, and I don't think it is now. But the RAF pilots actually positioned their aeroplanes in the sky. I think there was about 50 or 60, and it actually just says, and you can read it clear as day, it's coming home.
It's really cool.
They fly right over
it
out. London.
It was really neat. Yeah.
Wow.
It really is kind of cool. And they flew over London like that as part of the celebration. So I think it's very cool.
Yeah, that was really neat.
Is that it for you?
That's all I got.
Burke segment. Anybody else? Anybody going once?
No? I'm going to the Jersey Boys tonight.
At the Muni?
At the Muni, yeah. I can't wait. I saw.
You actually should have an okay night. It's a little better than last night.
Yeah, it's less humid.
And a little cooler.
But
I've not been in at least 30 years. Years.
Oh,
years,
boy.
30 years.
To the Muni?
No, right.
Oh.
At least 30.
We love the Muni. It's so much fun.
I would like it better now because I understand the sound is better. Oh. When I went, you couldn't hear. You know, like you couldn't hear what they were saying.
And what's the deal on the fan? They have new fans now. These like air conditioning type fans that blow on. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yet?
Have you been down there?
Not this year, I haven't. Okay.
Yeah, but they have these. Apparently, in the last few years, they installed these newer fans because they used to have ones that, you know, they looked like those windmills out in the middle of nowhere that did nothing. You know, it didn't move the air around at all. But apparently, they work pretty well.
Speaking of fans, Limey, let's hear from Bill's fans again if we could. Open the mic and see if they're over there.
Yeah, they're there. So nice. they do have fans that are huge. Those ceiling type fans. And I saw one. I think the first
what
time.
What are they
I,
hung up to? It's outdoors. What are they hanging from?
No, they're these are on. What are they?
Stands.
They have big poles and stuff. But
the company is called. And this is not a
big
joke.
Ass
big,
fan.
Big ass fans.
Oh no! Yeah. I've seen. They're all. Yeah. I've seen these.
They're from Lexington, where I used to live.
Great name.
I know. It's great. But I'm looking forward tonight because the guy that plays Frankie Valli is his
season.
Last tour was on Broadway in New York. He played Frankie Valli.
Well, I generally don't like musicals, but I saw that at the Fox.
It's a good one.
It was great. The movie stunk. Who did the movie? Was it Ron Howard? Somebody messed up when they did the movie. They ruined it.
Oh, I don't know.
The movie's no good.
I never saw the movie
play
either.
Is good. Okay, you can have a report on Jersey Boys tomorrow.
Yeah.
I went twice, and I can tell you exactly what I went to see. I was so miserable. And again, I'm not knocking the Muni. It's a great thing, and I know it's a lot better now. And part of it was what I went to see. It's
and
exactly,
Denny Reagan listens to us. He's the president.
But what I went was exactly the kind of thing I should not have gone to see. One of them was Mickey Rooney in Sugar Babies with Ann Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the other... I cannot believe I remember this. Was West Side Story with Anna Maria Alberghetti.
Oh, my goodness.
Two of the kinds of things I despise. That was miserable. And one of them, we got left at halftime because I just said, I can't take it anymore. And it was more the what I was seeing than the venue. The venue's great.
I actually saw Hello, Dolly there and enjoyed it. And I knew nothing about Hello, Dolly and what it was about. But
What is the story? It's Dolly Levi, is that right?
Yes, yeah, that's it.
And
I don't remember because I read up before I went to see it, and this was a couple of years ago.
So you have no idea.
I can't remember what the story's about.
Anybody know what Hello Dolly's about?
Dolly Parton.
No.
Okay. That's pretty good. Give him a rib shot. That's pretty good. Anybody else, Burke segment?
I got a quick one.
Tim Woodburn, everybody.
Hey, Frank. Welcome. So I saw my stepbrother last night. He
That's a good contribution.
I don't think he's finished.
This gets better. I don't see him very often. He lives in Chicago. He's moving back to St. Louis, and we went and smoked cigars last night with my brother-in-law. The
cigars you smoke.
Does he play drums? Right. Did you ever rub your testicles on his drums?
What?
From the movie Step Brothers. And I'm sorry.
Dan, you make these references.
I'm on CBD oil.
Well, Frank was the one that was sick.
Yeah, mine's just temporary, and it's not mental. Go ahead, Tim.
He's the president of a very large company in the St. Louis area, 2,200 employees, and he's moving back to St. Louis to take over this company. He's big stuff, and so we were talking last night.
Yeah, but does he know what you do?
He does. And
on the radio?
Yeah, he does. And he told me a story last night that he almost engaged my services, but they actually set up their own sting first. And this is becoming, I don't want to call it a fad, but I probably heard at least four different stories about what I'm about to tell you that is happening in this country. One involving a high school teacher in Wisconsin, and there was another one on the East Coast. They had at this plant that he's the president of, 2,200 people of, a serial pooper.
Meaning what?
Meaning an employee who was going outside on the grounds of the company and pooping on the lot and then like going back inside.
Ooh.
There was a high school teacher and it was a woman. that they caught doing it. And she claimed that she had like bowel issues or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is the fourth time I've heard somebody doing this in the last 6 months of somebody in this country doing it. There was a high school teacher in Wisconsin who was doing it on the track of the high school. And the students were like seeing this, and they set up a sting video, and they caught the principal of the high school doing it.
And that's beautiful.
It's unbelievable.
No, that's if you're a high school student, that's a dream come true. Your principal gets caught pooping.
It's I don't understand. You know, I'm 48 years old. I turned 49 this month. There are still things that surprise me to this day that I can't believe I haven't experienced. Like, I have never seen a serial string of stories of outdoor poopers on public property. It's just never.
What's the thrill?
I don't know. That's what I don't get. What's the thrill? Is it the shock value that somebody's going to see it, or that, you know, everybody's going to be looking at each other at work and saying, "Oh, I wonder if it's him. I wonder if it's him. I wonder if it's him. I wonder if it's her." I don't get it.
Do you think scientists can tell like male poop? Female poop.
Oh, there's something I've never
under a microscope
about.
They could.
Could they?
I think so.
I bet they could.
There's DNA in it, I'm sure.
I bet they could.
Oh, so wait. Do you mean by looking at DNA, or do you mean by actually like looking at poo itself?
No. Under a microscope, in a lab and all that stuff. So
hey, have you ever? I mean, you've been around a few more years than I have. Have you ever heard of this in your life?
No.
Of people doing this?
No, but here's the thing. Again, as I've said this 100 times. You have to assume that whatever you do, wherever you do it, there's a camera. Now there's a camera. Right. Somebody has it, or it's mounted somewhere. I would never take that chance.
And they didn't fire her. I couldn't believe they didn't fire her. They let her keep her job after she admitted it and confessed to it.
Because they bought the bowel.
No, it's like with these big companies these days, you can't fire somebody even if you're the boss unless you like go through the HR department to make sure it is cleared through legal and cleared through HR and make sure we're not going to get sued.
Which is wrong.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know,
you're the boss.
You can't fire somebody on the spot anymore.
Anything else?
Nope.
So your step brother.
Correct.
Have you seen him recently? Are you close?
Last night. Yeah.
But I mean, are you tight. Close?
Yeah.
That's good.
See him a lot.
Anybody else?
Talk a lot.
No. Perk segment. No. Once, twice, three times. Close it up. Officially closed. I have not been able to sleep the last few nights, knowing that the killer of XXXTentacion was still out there.
Really?
Yeah, the rapper.
Yeah.
Who got shot?
Yeah.
Has it not bothered you that they haven't caught him?
Yeah. I thought they had a suspect.
Well, they do now. Mm-hmm. Now I can sleep. Michael,
person of interest?
No, Michael Boatwright, charged with the killing of XXXTentacion.
What?
Finally.
Oh.
Thank goodness. I just wanted to pass that along to everybody and share that with you.
Hey, John is on the phone.
I see
and
that.
He had...
Well, let me talk to him. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. Thank you for listening and for calling. Sorry about the crackling voice. What can we do for you?
Hey, gang, how are you?
Oh, it's John who's aiming the PM, but he doesn't have to tell us that. But go ahead. Go ahead and do it anyway.
Oh, sorry. I don't have to tell you, but I will. I'm aiming the PM.
There you go. What's up, John?
So, I'm glad you mentioned that about the rapper's death, because that's been troubling me as well.
As it has many,
I was shattered when killed.
Shattered.
One of my favorite sounds. Yeah.
People maybe think I'm being disingenuous.
No, I think you're serious.
No, thank you. So, you were talking yesterday about time spent in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 17, I was ran over by a forklift.
Ooh!
And yeah, it was bad. And I spent 65 days in the hospital.
55?
Yeah. 65.
Oh, 65 days.
Wow.
Did the forks actually hit you and gouge you or anything?
Well, I wasn't playing. I just wasn't thinking, and they didn't really do a whole lot of training back then, because this was 1985.
Were you operating it?
I was getting a ride back up to a semi-truck, and you know where this is going. I was standing on the forks.
Oh.
So I was facing the driver, you know?
He should have known right away, you're forked.
Yeah.
I did there. That was pretty good.
So what did it, where did it get you? Did it?
Well, as we were driving, and the forks weren't very high. They were only about, 8 inches or so off the ground.
Here, let me show people what that is right here. 8 inches, right there. That's how far off the ground they were.
As opposed to the 3 or less. So we hit a bump in the pavement, and the forks jostled, and my foot slipped off. So, your natural reaction is to put your foot on the ground and then try to lift it up, right?
Right.
Well, I did that, and it kicked me off, so I fell, and then my left leg went underneath the right front drive wheel.
Ooh.
And my right leg was on top of the fork.
Oh, my God.
It drove up on my foot and proceeded to rip my heel apart and then gouge a huge chunk of my calf out and fillet the entire back of my leg in the process.
Do you walk with a limp today?
I do. I walk with a limp, okay. And they reattached my heel, but it died, so they ended up having to take my instep and take the entire thing, turn it around, and make a heel out of it.
Wow. So your heel used to be the arch of your foot, sort of.
Yes. Yes. And it's been a number of years now, and I'm starting to have that, your heel is just very special. It has a very, it's a very unique.
You mean mine, like just my heel? Or anybody's heel.
Everybody. Heel.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just very purposeful, right? Because it's got that nice, thick, fat pad. It's not fat, but that's what they call it. And mine is very thin. And, oh, man. I mean, if it weren't for spending $165 three times a year on tennis shoes and really cushiony insoles, I would be an absolute a wreck.
So you can't really go barefoot anywhere, right?
Oh, no. I can't go barefoot ever.
Yeah.
Not even. The only time I'm barefoot is the 4 times I get up a night to go to the bathroom.
Oh. Yeah. Welcome to middle age. Hey, so you're how old when you're in the hospital? 65 days?
17.
I was 17.
Yeah, that seems like an eternity when you're 17.
I was.
But
during that time, I had 7 surgeries, that first round, and then I was back in 10 days later to have more.
Wow.
The total surgeries, I've had 45.
Oh, my goodness. Just on your foot and leg?
I've had 40. Just 40 on my leg, yeah.
40 surgeries. I think you hold the record now. Unless somebody calls with more, you got the surgery record.
I'd love someone to break it because, man, it sucked.
But you were able to work in your adult life and get around?
Yeah.
All right. How about driving? Because that's your driving foot, right?
My left foot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I thought it was your right foot.
I can't drive a stick as well. I still can, but I couldn't have a stick full time because it's too much pressure on my foot and the joints in my foot.
Right.
But yeah, I can drive and I can't run. I can walk, but that's all I care about is walking.
So why would the surgeons implant marijuana cigarettes in your foot? You said you had joints in your foot. Mm. I understand that.
Well,
see what I did there.
It was a new thing that they were doing, trying to ward off pain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, John, I'm glad you're okay, and I'm glad it didn't affect your hearing, or you never would have been able to listen to us.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. It was just a ridiculous comment. Always a pleasure, John.
I hope you guys have a great day, and continue taking care of your voice, and I'm sure your wife will make you a nice meal tonight. And
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't
think of somebody else. Thank you, John.
Take care. Bye.
I'm hoping I can make it till 6. I think I can. Let's go. Let's talk. You know what? I didn't even give the numbers out. We're loaded with calls here, so let's just give the numbers for people who want to jump in here and get on board. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK, which is 855-282-8255. I think.
Or if you want to call and console Trevor, who.
Oh, boy. What's the score?
Might not be.
It's over.
Best of moves.
Is it over?
It's over. We lost.
Folks, give us a moment. Just give us a moment so we can give him a moment. Stand, please stand by. Stand.
He said please. Stand by.
Yeah. Okay. So please stand by. Do you have the
please stand by. Interpret for me.
He said please stand by.
The technical difficulties, Trevor, do you have that? You could probably put that on and put that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
Experiencing technical difficulties. We're experiencing psychological
difficulties. We're experiencing some emotional difficulties.
Yeah, but you're holding it together pretty well.
Yeah, you are.
And you know why I think it is? Because we talked about it in advance.
We did.
You sort of prepared your mind for what if this happened. Now I'm going to talk to Barry. Barry, welcome to 590 The Fan. Thank you for listening and for calling. What can we do for you?
Hi, Frank. I am AM in the PM.
Thank you, Barry. Up.
I hope you don't mind, you know, this. I tried getting in yesterday when you were talking about being in a hospital.
Yeah, I would love to continue that because I'm fascinated by people who've been through, you know, horrible stuff. So go right ahead.
40 years ago, the first day of summer, I was hit by a van.
Okay.
You remember in the 70s they had them big West Coast mirrors?
Yeah.
Well, I got hit in the head with one of them at about 50 to 55 miles an hour.
Were you standing on the street?
Yep.
Whoa.
Ouch.
I was put 9 or 10 feet in the air and 15 feet from where I was standing.
And where did it hit you? In the face or the back of the head? Or
the side of the head.
Whoa. Knock you out?
Yes, sir. And for 3 days, I don't remember, which aggravates me because I rely on my memory quite a bit.
Yeah.
And so therefore, it kind of aggravates me that way. But it took my cheekbone from the left side and pushed it across my nose. And they had to go back in the next year and then straighten that up. And then I wish I would have known Dr. Watanabe, you know, back then.
Yeah.
Because I've got what they call a permanent bridge where I was awake while they actually hammered them into place.
Oh.
Mm. Bloody.
And the same way with the crowns. I was awake for that, and they had to hammer them up into place.
How did they hold your head, like, not in a vice, but I mean, if you're going to hammer, you got to have your head locked down somehow, I would think.
No, they didn't.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, did the driver stop? Or did
yes.
He...
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, he did, but it you know, I'm you know, Ford tested tough or whatever, you know.
I'm surprised you could talk.
Oh, yes, sir. You know, I mean, 5 days after, you know, when I come around, I was, you know, yakking my head off.
All right. Well, that's a good one. I mean, that'll be hard to top. Hit by a mirror at 55 miles an hour, the side of the head, walking down the street. That doesn't happen every day.
And now his nose bone's connected to the cheekbone, and his cheekbone's connected to the ear bone.
You bet. Yeah.
You know, you're like Mr. Potato Head. Let's move this over here.
I'm here to tell you.
But again, glad you're with us. Thank you, Barry.
Thank you all.
See, I like these because people go through some stuff. They do.
And I know.
And they come out the other side.
Look what I'm going through right now.
Yeah.
What other, because of that loss.
Emotional turmoil.
Yeah. What other show in this market has people call in whose nose is on the side of their face? This show.
Let me check.
Just this one.
I have a list of all the stations.
Okay.
All the things they talk about. Uh-huh.
Okay.
No other show?
None. That's it.
No, I just
this
checked.
Is it.
Let's get Greg in here before we take a break. Greg, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with this voice. What can we do for you?
Frank, I've been AM and the PM since 1985.
Whoa, 85. That's kind of when it all started.
I know.
And actually, it wasn't AM and the PM. It was just, we used to say, yeah, I am AM. That's what we used to say in the morning. Well, thank you for that. What can we do for you?
Boy, I just want to relate a little story about a hero down there. She's from the Lake of the Ozarks, a friend of mine. And like you, I had a second house down there for 16 years before I moved to Florida. And she was an interior designer, degreed interior designer, probably the only one with 100 miles. I know my limitations. I don't know how to do anything like that. So I hired her, and she totally redid my lake house. It's awesome. But in 06 and 07, as you remember, the market went down south, and all of a sudden she wasn't working so hard. And so she decided she'd change careers at age 50 to become a nurse. She went up to the University of Missouri, Columbia, got her nursing degree, and she ended up into pediatric oncology at the University of Missouri, Columbia. And she's so good, she's since been transferred to the Mayo Clinic. But my God, at age 50, to do something like that, change careers just totally, and then to go in that profession, I was telling Dan, that's the ticket to heaven in my mind.
No, we talked about nurses who take care of really sick kids yesterday. And then I got a couple of great emails, and I read my emails in the morning. And so this morning, I'm reading one, and it's a guy, and I can't remember, it's like his sister is a pediatric nurse. And he said that what I said was exactly right. On the job, they mask and they cover their sadness. Because you don't want the parents of the kid to see the nurse fall apart. But he said when she'll get in the car and head home and just sob all the way home. Because they watch kids die and they watch kids struggle. And not everybody can do that. And I used to think I was kind of a bad person because I didn't want to be around really sick kids and stuff. I don't think that's it at all. I just think there are some people, like hospice workers, that they're, you know, everybody you're working with is going to die, but it's a special person that can do that, and I'm not made that way, fortunately.
No, me neither.
Thank goodness there are people who are. Yeah. Anything else, Greg?
No, thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. Take a quick break, Limestone. What do you say?
Yeah.
I'll take a voice break. You okay?
Yeah.
Folks, two...
Oh boy!
Tragic things have happened both within the last month. XXXTentacion got killed,
mm-hmm.
And now
which is pretty sad.
England has lost, and they're out of it, and they're not going to be in the final of the World Cup.
It's just two
horrible things.
But Croatia, this is their first time in the finals, right?
Yes.
So now they play who?
France.
So who will you root for? France?
Croatia.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not rooting. No, no.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know who you root for.
No, if I rooted for France, my grandparents would spin in their graves.
France and England don't have the best of history, Frank.
No.
Yeah, well, I know.
100-year war, you know, something like that.
You never know. I mean, he was over there 19 years. I don't know where he hung out. Maybe he went to France a lot. Had a girlfriend there. I don't know. It's pretty much right down the road.
I have never had sex with a French woman. How dare you?
Whoa.
You say that like that would be a horrible thing.
It would go against, like, everything that I stand for.
Turn the lights out.
Maybe if I was really drunk, sure. But I don't know. I think my dad, he'd probably be pretty mad if he ever found out.
Aren't the... Where else did you go when you were over there? Did you travel to...
Yeah, sure. Spain, France.
Okay.
Hold up. Fun stuff.
Which women don't shave under their arms? Isn't that like the French women? They don't shave under their arms?
Yeah, the French, Russian, they're not too fond of shaving their legs.
Like they have Don King in a headlock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spanish. Now Spanish is smooth.
You're still in the
I'm not really I'm
grief
sorry.
Mode. I get with it.
All right. I'm sorry. My bad.
See that's not a good look. And the first time I saw that, my wife and she used to be a travel agent, so we were on what they called a fam trip, familiarization trip, and they were great because they would treat travel agents like royalty because they wanted you to sell their trip. So you could take, in her case, your husband along, which would be me, and we'd go for next to nothing because we didn't have any money. And we go to Club Med. At one time, Club Med, it was the cool thing to go to. It was like a private club, and there was no cash exchanged. You were given a string of beads, pop beads, and you paid for everything in pop beads. And you get a drink at the bar, 8 pop beads, and you take them off your necklace. So it was also real sort of Playboy-esque in that running around topless was okay. And I'd never seen anything like... So we're there, and there's a girl down by the water on some, like a little marina. She was... Take every French, Italian, whatever movie star you've ever seen that was drop dead gorgeous, from Sofia Vergara to just put them all together. This was this girl. She was so beautiful, and she was totally nude. And what a body! And one of her friends called her, and she raised her hand to wave at him. There was like a hedge under her arm. Weed eater type. You'd have to take to it to. She never shaved underarms in her life, and it ruined everything. It ruined everything.
What was it like down below?
Was it that was
Ron Jeremy's all,
like
head.
1970?
No, that was also Don King in the leg lock.
Oh.
Because it was the 70s, and in the 70s, there was no grooming, and yes, she had shrubbery everywhere.
Shrubbery.
But down below, you expected it, but when she raised her hand to wave, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe what I was looking at. I'd never seen a woman with hairy underarms before. We don't see that here.
You don't see it very often.
Not in this country.
This may be a dumb question, but Club Med, what is the Med?
I used to know, I think it's Mediterranean, we were in the Caribbean. Tim will look it up. I used to know that.
It's not medical.
No. But Club Med was a big deal. It was like you belonged to... Remember people that used to have a key to the Playboy Club?
Oh, yeah.
Guys would take clients out, and they go, dinner's on me. I've got a Playboy key. And they go to the Playboy Club, and they had a key that would let them in. Club Med was, I think...
A French company founded the company, and when they founded it, it was called Club Méditerranée.
Uh-huh.
And so it just got shortened to... Club Med, because nobody wanted to say Mediterranean every time they said Club Med.
Yeah, I don't even know if they're still around or not. They're probably not still around. I know what is around, and that's Amini's. Amini's in Chesterfield Valley.
Down in the valley.
No.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
No, I said Amini's in Chesterfield Valley. If I said Amini's is, if I said in down back. In the valley, then you...
Oh, right, then it's valley, so it's, my bad.
So low. There's a copper top on it, and... it's a dome. It's like a round building.
Copper and Top Road.
As I said, if you didn't know from the signage that it was some kind of home furnishings place or games, you would wonder what sport do they play there? Because it looks like arena football or something would be in there. But it's not. It's patio furniture. The best patio furniture made in the world. It's pinball machines. It's arcade games. It's home theater furniture. It's fine furniture for other rooms in your house. It's rugs, and more rugs. Handmade, machine made, and they're all beautiful. It's lighting, the Jaffe lighting collection upstairs. It is... shuffleboard. It's jukeboxes. There's a jukebox in the Meanies that I would love to have. The only thing I didn't like about it was it's not Bluetooth capable. And I guarantee you the next model or next year's edition that comes out will be. But even without Bluetooth, it's a magnificent looking. The thing about a jukebox is you don't even have to turn it on or listen to it. Just watch the bubbles and the lights in it. You ever go to somebody's basement and it was cooler than any arcade you'd ever been in? I went in years ago to a doctor's house. A friend of mine worked for a doctor. And when the doctor was out of town, he would let my friend have the keys to the house, go use the pool. He said, you got to see this basement. And we went downstairs. I'll never forget it. I'd never seen anybody's home that had multiple pinball machines and foosball and air hockey and a pool table and a jukebox. It was unbelievable. That entire basement could have been outfitted by a Meanies. But don't think of a Meanies as just games, because there's a lot of really fine furniture. And I said rugs there. So here's what you do. Chesterfield Valley, you know where it is. I'm sure you do. Head there. Go into a Meanies. Tell them your AM and the PM. You just want to look around. Knock yourself out. Take the whole family with you. It's a great store. There's nothing like it. A-M-I-N-I-S. Aminis.com.
And for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Staples. A small plane has crashed on northbound 55 near Lincoln, Illinois. Locally, you'll see delays westbound 64 from Vandeventer to McKnight, where we had an earlier stall. Accident westbound 64 on the ramp to 141 and volume southbound 270 at Dorset, then 64 to Doherty Ferry. Staples knows running out of ink's no way to do business. Help keep your business working and your printers printing. Go to Staples for a huge selection of HP ink and toner. Find your ink in stock every time at a low price every day so you can meet every deadline. Staples. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Is Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
No.
No. Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
It's so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke. Now featuring the Hamptons.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Well, the people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005.
Why is he yelling at us?
I think because he really wants us to remember his phone number.
Mm. Like, he was mad about England losing.
Yeah, damn right he was.
Or maybe he's hard of hearing. Hard of hearing
maybe.
People yell at other people. Too. Mm. Hey, before I send you to the dentist, a reminder that Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us next hour. Holy cow, this is a
story. Oh, we have a story, too. I had to call Dr. Doug last night, and he almost came over to our house, but...
Well, say that because I want to hear it, and I want you to do as much talking as you can because I can't do a whole lot more. Dr. Doug will join us next hour, and we'll give you the numbers, and feel free to call if you have any pets and ask him questions. It is my job now to make sure you go to the dentist. You're older now. Your parents, you can't rely on them to grab you and go, come on, get in the car, you go to the dentist. It's up to you. And when you turn into an adult, Sometimes you think, I don't have to go to school anymore. My parents don't want to go to church anymore. I don't have to go to the dentist anymore. Not true. You just don't have anybody pushing you to go to the dentist. And what happens is a lot of people get out of the habit of going to the dentist, and they kind of like not going to the dentist until they realize what's going on in their teeth and gums, and it's not good. And the longer you keep that stuff up, the more damage there is, and the more extensive and expensive the work's going to be. So knock it off. Get the Balanced Dental Care. I've gone there 45 years. I would never send you anywhere that I wouldn't be proud to send you and that I wouldn't think your response to me would be, wow, thank you so much. You're right. I never.